It's Thursday, September 10th, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Since June, Muslim extremists have killed over 500 Ethiopian Christians, including pregnant women, children, the elderly, and whole families, reports the Barnabas Fund. Attackers went door-to-door, armed with guns, machetes, swords, and spears to slaughter Christians. Sadly, local police refused to protect the believers. The militants also destroyed billions of dollars worth of property, including Christian businesses and homes. Marine General Frank McKenzie, a top U.S. Middle East commander, announced Wednesday that 2,200 U.S. troops will withdraw from Iraq by the end of the month. 3,000 troops will remain behind and continue to assist the Iraqi government in defeating the final remnants of ISIS. But the withdrawal is in line with Trump's campaign policy to, quote, stop endless wars and bring our troops home, end quote. U.S. Christians on the West Coast are feeling the pressure of government discrimination. On Monday, over 2,000 Christians attended a, quote, worship protest, end quote, on the streets of Seattle, Washington, after officials shut down a local park to keep them from holding a prayer rally led by activist Sean Fucht. Also in Seattle, Cedar Park Assembly of God is suing the state for forcing churches to cover abortion in their health care plans. And in California, Fucht led another service with 12,000 people at the state capitol, as many churches across the state have been fined for holding services. California's Harvest Rock Church is appealing their case against Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom's ban on in-person worship to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. Meanwhile, in God's providence, wildfires rage across the West Coast states of California, Washington, and Oregon. 24 major wildfires have burned a record 2.2 million acres in California this year. Wildfires in Washington state have burned over 330,000 acres, with more land scorched on Monday alone than the last 12 seasons combined. And about 14 wildfires have burned 230,000 acres in Oregon, something Governor Kate Brown called a, quote, once-in-a-generation event, end quote. Deuteronomy 4, verse 24 says, "For the Lord your God is a consuming fire, a jealous God." The Trump administration is working to remove, quote, critical race theory, end quote, from federal training programs, according to a memo from the White House Office of Management and Budget. The memo notes that executive branch agencies have spent millions of dollars on anti-American propaganda. Agencies can no longer teach ideas like critical race theory, white privilege, and propaganda that the U.S. is, quote, inherently racist, end quote. President Donald Trump described critical race theory as a sickness that cannot be allowed to continue. A group of black leaders sent a joint letter to Planned Parenthood to, quote, confront the systemic racism of America's abortion practices and to publicly renounce the racist legacy of your founder, Margaret Sanger, end quote. Planned Parenthood publicly supported Black Lives Matter after the tragic death of George Floyd in police custody. However, the letter asks, quote, will you confront the iniquity that your abortion practices perpetuate against black lives? Will you fight the racism that targets black lives in the womb? End quote. Although blacks make up only 13% of the U.S. population, they represent 36% of all abortions. Disturbingly, 79% of Planned Parenthood surgical abortion mills are located in or near communities of color, according to the letter. Jesus said in Matthew 23, verse 27, "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you are like whitewashed tombs, which indeed appear beautiful outwardly, but inside are full of dead men's bones and all uncleanness." In related news, check out my Generations interview today about the call to remove the Margaret Sanger bust from the National Portrait Gallery at the Smithsonian. Planned Parenthood was started with the expressed purpose of killing children of color, whom Sanger deemed to be, quote, human weeds, end quote, and a, quote, menace to the race, end quote. And finally, in August, the unemployment rate fell by 1.8 percentage points to 8.4%, and the number of unemployed people fell by 2.8 million to 13.6 million. Both figures have been falling for 4 months now. Vice President Mike Pence hailed the news as a sign of continued economic recovery after coronavirus lockdowns.
It's another great day for American jobs and American workers. I mean, there were some estimates that we weren't going to see the unemployment rate go into single digits before the end of this year. But because of the foundation that President Trump poured in our first 3 years of less taxes, less regulation, more American energy, more free and fair trade, and because of the relief efforts that we were able to secure from the Congress of the United States, direct support for families, paycheck protection, today we see 1.4 million jobs added. The unemployment rate drops to 8.4%.
Deuteronomy 8, verse 18 says, "And you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant which he swore to your fathers, as it is this day." And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Thursday, September 10th in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.